Here's a thought about a fascination with process. The other day, a photographer came by the house to show me some of his work, which I always enjoy doing because it's great to meet up with people and see what their creative path has led them to. I always learn from this experience, so I encourage it. And this fellow had images that I've rarely seen. They were made by using glass plates and hand-coated gelatin silver materials. So they were large images, not quite 11 by 14, but they were sort of fascinating. Clearly, he was a photographer who loved the process. And I say that because in viewing his work, all of his comments were about technical and chemical challenges of making his images. Only one time in looking at about 30 prints did he mention anything about the subject that he was photographing and where it was, which is a fairly common thing for photographers to do in their running monologue when they're showing work, but he only did it once. All the other comments he made were about the chemicals and about the challenge and about the camera and about the complexity of doing what he had attempted to do. And more revealing, I think, than that was the fact that virtually nothing was said about his artistic intent or the unique aesthetic that was created by his process. I would have expected him to say that this was the best process to use for this set of images for the following reasons, so that there could be sort of a sense of reverse engineering, that this unique technique and chemical process that he was doing was somehow ideally suited to create the aesthetic of his creative vision. But no, that wasn't discussed at all. It really was an interesting experience. I've had this experience a few times in the past, sometimes with platinum palladium printers, sometimes with gum bichromate printers, occasionally with tin type printers. And one of the things that I've learned that has been so useful in looking at this kind of work is to abandon my sense of looking for an aesthetic reason to do something, and instead really focus on the fascination with process, because that's what this is all about. I learned more about this in reading a great classic book, Art and Fear, by David Bales and Ted Orland, where they explained that there were basically four kinds of relationships that people can have with photography, and one of those can be about process. These people are less interested in aesthetic, less interested in personal expression. What fascinates them about photography is the chemistry and the mechanics of producing a print. Oftentimes I hear this when I interview photographers about that sense of magic that they experienced when they saw their first print come up in the developing tray in the wet darkroom. And that really hooked them into photography. They became absolutely committed to photography because that experience was so moving. And although I've always appreciated that point of view, that was not my experience, at least not in my life. When I saw my first print come up in the darkroom, it was like, okay, yeah, right, the chemistry did what it's supposed to do, so I must have done everything correctly. But there was no thrill in seeing the image appear on the paper like there is for so many photographers. I'm assuming lots and lots of you listening to this. This photographer came over to the house, though, had that experience so strongly with his hand-coated gelatin silver glass plates that was what drove him to do photography, was doing more of that. So I asked him what the most recent thing he had done was, and he said, well, unfortunately, he no longer has a darkroom, so he's not producing any new work anymore, which I thought was kind of sad because the path that he was on was very definitely a creative one with lots of potential, and I think he could have done some more interesting work as time went on, but for some reason or another, he had drifted away from photography. And I found myself wondering if that was perhaps because the process was so complex and required so much time and effort to produce even a single print, that maybe that was discouraging him from continuing. Or possibly once you've sort of mastered the technology and there's no longer a challenge in producing work because you know how to do it and it's become relatively easy, that maybe that was the reason why he had ultimately lost interest in producing photographs. I understand why people can be so fascinated with process, but it's been my experience that if that's the only thing that has you motivated to create images, that eventually that fascination with process will tend to weaken and dissipate and maybe even disappear as your mastery of the process becomes more and more accomplished. In order for photography to generate in us a long-term sustained interest, I really think it has to contribute something to our life other than the thrill and fascination of mastering a process.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.